Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson, Tim Cockshell, and Charles Solomon. We begin with the horror film A Quiet Place, directed by John Krasinski, who co-wrote it and co-stars with his real-life wife, Emily Blunt. Amy?
Yeah, John Krasinski has made a horror film with a really great hook. These horrible, slimy monsters, generic monsters, will come and attack you if you make a single sound. We're talking like a twig snapping. They're all ears, and the film is all big ideas, and then I thought, really loses itself and breaks all of its own rules. It ultimately, to me, was a bit disappointing.
Yeah, I call it concept smart and content dumb. Some of the dumbest things that could possibly happen in a movie happen in this movie.
A Quiet Place is rated PG-13 in wide release. The raunchy comedy Blockers stars Leslie Mann, Ike Barinholtz, and John Cena. Kay Cannon is the director, and the Kehoe brothers, Brian and Jim, wrote the screenplay. Amy?
Yeah, this is maybe the female version of American Pie, where you have three girls who make a pact to lose their virginity on the same time at prom night. But it's really more about their parents trying to stop them and getting copious lectures as to why they shouldn't. It's a pretty great role for John Cena, who's just this gigantic 1950s dad with his pants tucked into his all the way up to his rib cage, and he's mocked thoroughly for trying.
Yeah, I liked it quite a lot. It flips it because the young girls are brighter about these things than their parents, particularly their sexuality.
Blockers is rated R. It's in wide release. Chappaquiddick takes us back to the tragic car incident of 1969 involving Senator Ted Kennedy and his aide, Mary Jo Kopechne. Tim?
A good filmmaking. It seems to want to account for what happened that evening, but this film is far too overly concerned with Senator Kennedy and how he felt about what happened that evening. And that's not okay with me.
Amy?
I mean, I think it very much unmans Edward Kennedy in this. He's shown as being weaker, softer, dumber than everyone else in his family. And in that, it examines the Kennedy legacy. Does he deserve to, in this film, when he's very young in his career, to swagger in and be in control of everything? He's really not. He's really not. And I enjoy that about it in a film that's otherwise a little meandering.
It's directed by John Curran, co-written by Taylor Allen and Andrew Logan, Chappaquiddick, rated PG-13 in wide release. And the Chinese animated feature Big Fish and Begonia. Charles?
Very ambitious, very promising film from two first-time directors, strong Miyazaki influence, not great storytelling, but very handsome, very striking, obviously artist to watch.
It's co-directed by Zhuang Liang and Chong Zhang. It's rated PG-13. You can see Big Fish and Begonia at Lemley's NoHo Theater in North Hollywood. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to tune in every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week here on 89.3 KPCC. And, of course, you can always subscribe to the podcast at your favorite place to get your radio programs. And please write us a review of the program. Have a great weekend.